Reno continues to produce both bad news and heroes. The navigator on an airliner that crashed in Russia was drunk. And despite a crackdown, laser attacks on aircraft are rising. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 20th, 2011. A ninth spectator has died as a result of injuries suffered in Jimmy Leeward's crash at Reno last Friday. That makes 10 total, including the pilot. In the last couple of days, investigators say they've got additional photo and video evidence from spectators, and some of those images make it obvious something had come detached from the tail. I have a friend who's a retired emergency physician and was at the event. He witnessed the tragedy with friends and commented afterward, quote, "As one who used to set up practice scenarios, participate in them, and then evaluate the team performance, I have some insight. The Reno team was well-trained, and their performance undoubtedly saved lives." All victims were triaged, stabilized, and transported in 1 hour, a truly commendable performance. Very few know what kind of work goes into preparing a team to deal effectively with such a disaster. The Reno EMS effort deserves special commendation, unquote. Russian investigators are now saying there were several factors involved in the crash of a Russair Tu-134 airliner just minutes before it was scheduled to land June 20th at Petrozavodsk Airport in northwest Russia. There were 52 people on board, including 4 flight crew members. Only 5 people survived. The accident occurred in heavy fog. Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee found the pilots could not see the runway, but continued on with the approach anyway. They struck trees before the plane came down on a highway. Investigators also criticized the interaction of the crew, saying the flight commander essentially subordinated himself to the navigator and the co-pilot was excluded from decision-making. But what's really making headlines is the determination that the navigator was intoxicated after consuming what's thought to have been a glass of vodka before departure. The Tu-134 was 31 years old, and the aging Russian fleet has been criticized by Russian politicians, but outsiders say that's not the real issue. The Associated Press notes experts say Russia and other former Soviet republics suffer from poor crew training, crumbling airports, lax government controls, and widespread neglect of safety in the pursuit of profits. In response to the September 7th crash of a Yak-42 that killed 44 people, President Dmitry Medvedev ordered officials to close down smaller airlines he said were cutting corners on safety and suggested an end to subsidies of domestic manufacturers in favor of buying more modern imported aircraft. At the time, Medvedev commented, quote, "The value of human life must prevail over all other considerations, such as support for local producers," unquote. The increased effort to prosecute those who point lasers at aircraft isn't turning out to be much of a deterrent. The FAA says the problem is growing rapidly despite the imposition of an $11,000 civil penalty in one case in June. There were 2,776 reported cases in 2010. The FAA says we're on track to top that by 35% this year. Of that $11,000 penalty, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt explained, quote, "These are not toys. They are certainly not being used for what they were intended for. That's why we are taking such an aggressive stance," unquote. FAA spokesman Jim Peters tells the Orlando Sentinel one company this year introduced a $300 laser which can cause near-instant retina damage at close range, and another that promises an 85-mile range for $1,000. Larry Dale is the president of Orlando Sanford International Airport. He's also a pilot. He theorizes that most of the incidents are not malicious, but simply people playing with lasers. The FAA reports 35 pilot and passenger complaints of temporary problems such as flash blindness, blurry vision, eye irritation, and headaches, but no reports so far of serious or permanent eye damage. So far. Steve Ferris, chief pilot for the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, whose helicopter has been hit by lasers, tells the Sentinel a red or green laser is the color of nav lights and could make the pilot make a sudden evasive maneuver, thinking he's about to hit another aircraft. With a tougher stance by the FAA, and sentences now including stiff fines from local courts, hopefully those warning labels on lasers will get a little more attention. Up next on ANN, Brent Wouters is out at Cirrus. Ryanair finds a new way to extract money from customers. And some photographer has lost a lens he probably won't claim. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Cirrus Aircraft has confirmed the rumors and announced the departure of CEO Brent Wouters after 2.5 years at the helm. Cirrus co-founder Dale Clapmeyer has been named CEO. Wouters, who held the titles of president and CEO, is reportedly no longer with the company. Clapmeyer is quoted as saying, quote, "At Cirrus, we are passionate about airplanes and flying, and I am passionate about this company. Along with our new owners, our commitment is stronger than ever to the same goals and ideals that we had when we started the company more than 25 years ago. And that goal is to make the dream of flight a reality for more people, both in the U.S. and around the world. Today, we are at the beginning of the next chapter of the reinvention of personal transportation." Unquote. Ryanair, the Irish low-cost carrier, which is quickly becoming legendary for its outrageous a la carte fee ideas, may have sunk to a new low. The airline will now generously allow you to bypass the £6 fee for booking with a debit or credit card by using the new Ryanair Cash Passport, its specially branded MasterCard. There's just one catch. This is not a regular credit card. It's a prepaid so-called credit card, which means Ryanair gets to earn interest on however much money you prepay until you actually use it to buy a ticket. And starting soon, it will be the only prepaid card you can use to book your flight. This latest idea comes after recent Ryanair proposals for such cost-saving enhancements to the travel experience as pay toilets and saddle-shaped seats which allow standing passengers upright on airliners to cram more people on board. Airline spokesman Stephen McNamara commented last week, quote, "At Ryanair, we don't want your fees. We want to change passenger behavior so that all passengers book their tickets and travel with us in the lowest cost manner, which enables Ryanair to sell the lowest priced airfares." Unquote. And finally today, Debbie Payne of Petaluma, California, says she heard a loud crash that shook her two-story home, discovered a hole in her roof and two torn window screens, then found a damaged camera lens outside her home. Local police are trying to find the owner of the lens and figure out exactly how it did fall from the sky. The 55-year-old woman tells KGO-TV in San Francisco it could have been much worse, saying she lives only about 200 feet from an elementary school. Quote, "It would have killed someone had there been someone underneath the lens." Unquote. The estimate from a contractor to repair the damage is about $4,500. But Debbie is hoping to find the owner of the lens and recover the $1,000 deductible that she'll have to pay out of pocket to get her house fixed. While it's hard to imagine any other way the lens could have arrived on the scene with that kind of force, FAA spokesman Ian Greger predicts, quote, "Even proving this came from an aircraft could be difficult." Unquote. The camera lens was made by Canon and is about 9 inches long and 2 pounds in weight. It has a serial number, and the manufacturer is reportedly helping officials track down the owner. But hey, at least we're not talking about another attack of the blue ice. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPod or Podcast Alley or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.